Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend in response to President Biden's attack on Republicans and the Make America Great Again segment.
American patriots that I have gotten to know so well. 2 months from now, the people of Pennsylvania are going to fire the radical left Democrats, and you are going to elect Doug Mastriano as your next governor.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of a Tennessee heiress who was out jogging last week when she was accosted and forced into an SUV. Eliza Fletcher has not been found, yet Memphis police said in an arrest affidavit they have evidence that leads them to believe she was seriously injured in the abduction near the University of Memphis, Tennessee. Authorities said they have surveillance video of the abduction.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get the, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Too often, we don't know what we don't.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, especially when we all have a different idea of what getting on the right track is all about. Although 70%, I've heard in some reports as high as 90%, 9 out of 10 people agree that America's on the wrong track. I say, okay, that's a good start. What does being on the right track look like? Okay, that's the question that is before us today. And I would recommend that you not lean into the media pundits to discover what that looks like, okay? Because everybody has an opinion, and your opinion is worthy as anyone else's, okay? And especially right now, because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But don't take the lazy way out of this and just say, well, you'll leave it to your neighbor, or leave it to somebody else, or leave it to Joe Biden or some other politician to tell you what your opinion should be. You take a moment and decide for yourself, what kind of America do you want to live in this very moment? And what kind of America do you want to hand off to the next generation? Okay, that aside, enough of that. I want to bring on Scott Shepard. Scott is going to talk to us about Starbucks, okay? They are in the news, and for all the wrong reasons, once again. But what can I tell you about? Anyway, he's the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, the conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill. Great to be with you, too.
Well, Starbucks is in the news again, and you're saying, well, actually, you filed a suit against Starbucks for racist civil rights violations. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, we filed in Washington State Court last week. Our lawyers are the public interest law firm of the American Civil Rights Project, Dan Moronoff, great folks. We filed to file suit against Starbucks for its racist and ethnic discrimination practices. What it's done is first it set what it's calling goals or targets of minimum racially or ethnically diverse employees, which means a maximum cap on white employees. And it then has provided all of its hiring managers or executives with a diversity dashboard to know exactly what the ethnic and racial makeup of their employees are. And then they've established that part of their pay packages, part of what they get paid, is dependent on them hitting these goals or targets, but they're really, when you set it up that way, they're really quotas. It's a maximum number of white people that can be hired at Starbucks, and it's 40% racial or ethnic minorities in non-management level positions and 30% in management level positions. And And frankly, it's just appalling, and it's it violates the Constitution, and it violates the whole codex of civil rights laws, because all Americans not only have civil rights, but they have the same civil rights as everybody else, which means that nobody can suffer discrimination by having race or, for that matter, sex or orientation taken into account in the hiring process.
Scott, this seems so obvious. Why are they doing this? I mean, is this just the condition of ideologues today that somehow they feel like they can fix the problem, but their solutions are so wrongheaded that they can't even see it that way? I mean, you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, you want to try and do something about it, but you can't violate the Constitution. And it just seems that oh, by the way, just for starters, you can't violate the Constitution. But the second part is it's illogical what you're trying to implement. And, you know, here it is. It's like, wait a minute, you guys are smart people. Why are you doing something that's so dumb?
Yeah, we sent them a demand letter before we filed suit and demanded that they change this policy, that they stop discriminating before we had to file. And they told us, no, we're going to stick with this course. But they added to the website where they explain all of this, the legal discrimination. I said, you know, we've checked this with our lawyers, Covington and Burling, which is a big hoity-toity D.C. law firm. Lefty is all get out, of course. But we checked it with them three times, and they said it's okay, which illustrates two things. One, they're not at all sure. They're fairly certain that this is a terrible, illegal idea, and so they're throwing their law firm under the bus. But two, that the law firms, because I think what's going on is that they think this will protect Starbucks executives from being held personally liable when this is found illegal, and then nobody will go after the law firm. Well, I think if law firms are giving this facially horrific, bad, and discriminatory advice, that Starbucks should be held liable, and then it should be forced by us as shareholders or others to turn around and go after Covington and Burling. So hopefully the dummies behind all of this, the ones who are trying to reintroduce race and sex and orientation discrimination in American business, will pay the personal price.
And once again, if allowed to run its course, it will prove that gravity still works, that the BS does flow downhill, doesn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, it seems to me, now I'm getting fairly old, but it seems to me when I grew up, we had all come to the realization that racism and sexism, and later we all came to the realization that discrimination by orientation was bad, and it was bad for everybody involved. It didn't help anybody. And yet here we are with the people who are the most sanctimonious and preening about their moral virtues are dragging us back into the 50s. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is when you think about it. So what are the stockholders? You're a stockholder in Starbucks. What is the general consensus? Are you picking up any kind of consensus from the other stockholders about this?
Well, we hear from all sorts of smaller stockholders or who own Starbucks, because if you own an index fund, most ETFs, you own some of everything, so you own some Starbucks. We're hearing from lots of those people just astonished that, and it's not just Starbucks. Starbucks, McDonald's, lots of the banks, lots of companies are going this route. But so many publicly traded companies are discriminating in these ways. But the problem is that right now we have an insurrection in this country, but it's not the one that everybody on CNN talks about. It's an insurrection by corporate executives, by the C-suites, as business pages call them, and particularly at the investment houses. Larry Fink at BlackRock and Ron O'Hanley at State Street are taking the money invested with them, which they have a fiduciary duty to use in an objective and neutral manner, and instead using it to pressure companies to do those guys' own personal policy preferences, which include equity-based discrimination, like we've been talking about, and climate catastrophists shutting down the economy by eliminating reliable carbon energy.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, they figure, look, at Jesse Jackson kind of gave them the outline for it, and they just put it on steroids. I mean, Jesse Jackson's been doing this for years. He's made a living off of this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got the shakedown business going back in the 80s and 90s.
Wow. Nothing new under the sun, boy, I'll tell you. It's a pay-for-ransom type of deal in all kinds of forms, and we've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez here. Scott Shepherd continues with us, and you know, we were just talking off air about the insanity in which we live in. And Scott says, 20 years down the road, you know, the next generation will look back and go, "What were you guys thinking of?" And the only answer I can tell you is, it's what happens when the hippies, you know, have grown up. And the accumulation of all the cannabis and everything that has melted their brains has brought us to this insane crossroads. And, you know, and like it was when we were growing up, when you had Flip Wilson going, "It was the devil that made me do it." You know, we're going to say it's the pot that made us do it. You know, we got to blame it on something, right? Or maybe it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden is who made us do it. I don't know.
This is like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, and I still love John Kennedy's line. I think his is one of the wisest of the modern era, because he says, you know, you look at the animal kingdom, and even in the animal kingdom, they don't follow the weakest in the herd, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
But here we are.
Or the gymnast.
Yeah. Exactly. But here we are. We're convinced that, yes, we must be stupid. And this is why we're in the mess we're in. We give up energy independence. We give up national security. We give up security on our borders. We give up the free markets and innovation. We surrender it all to everything outside of our own country. For what? Because somehow Barack Obama has convinced a number of people that we must pay for our sins. Like, what sins did we commit? You know, if it wasn't for America, the Western world would not be free. It would all be speaking German right now if it wasn't for America. And on and on. I mean, the innovation that has taken place in America that's been shared with the world. How many ministries, how many people in foreign countries owe gratitude to the missionaries that America has sent over to share with them the gospel, to share with them the reason for hope. And, you know, they see the light on a shining hill and they go, what does that light mean? You know, we see all these great things that you do. Tocqueville goes over and visits and says, there's just something magical about the unanimity of the people and the power of the people that are allowed to operate. In so many words, those are my words, not his exactly, but to the point. And he reports back, you know, to his countrymen, this is the specialness of America. And it's that specialness that carries us even to this day, Labor Day 2022. And this is what we're celebrating, in a sense, with what you were sharing with us, Scott, as you and I were talking off air, is what Starbucks is doing is creating an environment that, in a sense, kind of enslaves people. It minimizes their significance. And in the Industrial Revolution that happened in the late 1800s, when Labor Day came about, it was the same thing. You know, industry was squashing the human potential, and humanity said, hell no, we're not going to put up with this. And so here we are, I mean, so many years, so many decades down the road, and supposedly we should be smarter. But in fact, you know, we're just as dumb as they were then, you know, trying to, you know, put round pegs in square holes and force people into do things that are not right and just.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, the hardcore of what's wrong with all of this is it violates the Constitution, we all know that racism is bad, but it's why it's bad. Racism is bad because everybody should be treated as a unique person, not as an avatar of their race. You know, we rightly understood 40 years ago that saying, oh, he's a credit to his race, is a racist and terrible thing to say. But now we've got the left saying, oh, everybody of particular races carries racial guilt, the guilt for the acts of others, generational guilt for things that were done long, long ago, and they can have their lives constrained and benighted and their efforts blocked at every stage because of things that were done generations ago by other people against other people, wholly unrelated to these people because of skin color. That's wrong, and it destroys returns to merit. It destroys returns to incentive. It destroys unique character and character building. It's wrong at every possible level.
It's like the same argument that was brought up during the Johnson administration about the war on poverty. You know, I mean, after all the trillions of dollars we've spent since the passage of that bill and investment into poor people, mostly blacks, and as I was talking with Mr. Woodson, you know, from the Woodson Institute, about, you know, what happened? Well, you know, what happened with $30 trillion, $25, $30 trillion of money? He goes, Bill, you understand, you know, 70% of that money goes to black bureaucrats. Whoa. Okay. So what happened is they ran to the money. The bureaucrats who were able to get into those positions made sure they got the first cut. And the money that was supposed to help poor people, yeah, they got some crumbs. They got some cake. But, you know, the real money went into the administration of it. We're so administratively top heavy that it makes the investment inert. Because we've hardly moved the needle. So here we are, and today you talk to black America and you say, what about racism? They go, what about it? We've got more mixed marriages than ever. We got more wealthy blacks than ever. You know, it's pretty much run its course. And because it's pretty much run its course, you know, Jesse Jackson and these other, you know, race baiters, man, they're losing their golden chicken here. And they got to keep that chicken alive. Right?
Yep. Well, and that's why this is springing up now, because it had really run its course. There isn't systemic racism in the system anymore, which is why the left is so desperately claiming that there is and trying to reintroduce systemic racism and sexism, because their grift is over. That things are more or less solved on the systemic front. And you can't change people's minds. You're not going to make, if there is some lingering white racism by white people left, you're not going to make them less racist by discriminating against them on the basis of race. That's not how you fix this problem. That's how you reignite a race problem. And,
exactly.
And of course, then these grifters can continue to grift.
Yeah, well, it's like the same deal. Let's fix the problem, you know, the alleged problem with guns. So now we're going to take guns away from all the good people. So the only people that have guns are the bad people.
Well, and then we're going to really arrest and hold for bail people who violate the gun laws in order to protect themselves. But people who illegally use guns to harm other people, they get out with no bail, so they can go kill again.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, thank you very much, Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. You know, keeps bringing it. And now all of a sudden...
That genius has been personally funding some of these defund the police efforts and getting people out of jail to go commit more crimes efforts.
And the thing that cracks me up, Scott, is that in light of all that, the truth of all that, clearly, I mean, you got to be absolutely stupid to not see this and understand it. Then you got these politicians, the very politicians that promoted all this stuff, Black Lives Matter, 1619 Project, all this insane junk out there. And now they're running for office and they're going, oh, no, I'm for funding the police. I'm for kumbaya. I'm for this, you know, whole deal. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear me. I was disdaining Black Lives Matter. I was, shame on those people and the, you know, $4 billion worth of damage that they perpetrated on those communities and all the jobs that were lost and the businesses that were injured. Oh, yeah, I was right there in front yelling and screaming, condemning it all. Oh, yeah, what video? The only video I see is you doing just the opposite. And now you want to tell me a different story? And then I wonder, again, you know, Rush Limbaugh talked about it, about the low information voter. Look, in today's America, you cannot be low information. You cannot. You're an anathema to the democracy if you think you can skate through this. This is a participation sport. You cannot be on the sidelines. You didn't buy a ticket and just sit on the sidelines here. This is we the people. You got to be in the middle of the playing field. You got to be there getting bumped up, bruised up, scratched up. You got to be getting bloody like the rest of us to fight for this, you know, democracy that we have, so we can hand over something of value to the next generation, don't we, Scott?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I certainly don't want people who don't care to vote necessarily to stay home from that. But anyone who cares about the future, this is the time to get involved. They're trying to tear it all down around us for their own personal benefit. And if we don't stop it now, it's going to be too late.
Well, and the fact of the matter is if you don't vote, the Democrats have a way of voting for you, interestingly enough. They proved that in 2020.
So now you're a
you might as well
for saying that.
I know, I am. I'm subject. They're coming knocking on my door again any minute. And so at least they know where I live. So, you know, I'm here. I'll take one for the team, you know, along with everybody else that's sitting in jail right now, unfortunately, as political prisoners in this great American country of ours. Scott Shepherd, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Take care, too. Bye-bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest, and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Responding to President Biden's attack on Republicans last week, President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Tennessee heiress Eliza Fletcher. Police say they have video of the abduction, and he is not cooperating as Eliza remains missing. Two people have died in a blaze that burned through the Northern California town of Weed near Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That is the place to go. The plethora of these great interviews with these experts are there for you. Absolutely free because we're givers. Okay, we don't charge you anything. Download to your warmest content, you know, to warm up all the cockles of your heart, as they say. And share it with your friends and neighbors. You know, we bring them all to you. Not about eight sock and sound bites. You know, we want to make sure, hopefully, that you're blessed as a result of listening to these interviews, that it causes you to do further research, okay? We're not the be-all and end-all to this. We bring a lot of information to you, and hopefully it's to stimulate your desire to learn and know more about it, okay? We're going to be talking with Terry Hesdorf in just a moment, a former White House staffer who is urging Christians to get involved in politics to change America's course. In her new book, Running Into the Fire, Why More Christians Need to Be Involved in Politics. Christians need to get involved in politics to see America change its course of direction from the country's current trajectory. You know, you've heard me say time and again that we need to return to first principles. Well, first principles came from Judeo-Christian principles. Okay, we have let go of the anchoring of said principles and morals, and here is where we are today in a post-Christian modern America, in the midst of chaos, as you heard, you know, the founder and president of American Faith, Bill Hotzenpiller, referred to. I mean, are you happy with the condition that America finds itself in right now? And, you know, here we are today celebrating Labor Day, and Labor Day had its beginnings as a result of a revolution, of unfairness, of what was going on during the Industrial Revolution that was taking place, and businesses and industry was taking advantage and basically enslaving fellow Americans, working in 12-hour days, no breaks to speak of. I mean, it was so disgusting during that period of time, even 5- and 6-year-olds were part of the forced labor movement of the Industrial Revolution. They just couldn't get enough people. So they're going in and, you know, forget about bringing your kid to work one day just to observe what you were doing. Is bring your kid to work every day and give them a lunchbox, and maybe they might get a break to eat because we've got a job for them. 5 and 6 year olds, right? That's how crazy it was. But the American people knew that that wasn't right. And a revolution was spirited. And here we've got today, Labor Day. And sometimes things get lost in translation over time. And we lose sight of the importance of what happened then and why it's so meaningful today. Well, Terry Hasdorf is with us right now, the former White House staffer, who, like I said, is urging Christians to get involved in politics. Terry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's an honor to be with you today.
Well, the honor is ours, and you and I are joined at the hip on this in terms of Christians. I mean, Christians are the seed of American greatness. I mean, the American idea, we are grateful to the pilgrims who prayed to God, you know, for years, 12, 13 years, they prayed to God, God, please give us a country where we could just worship you. And they were very diligent in that prayer, and God answered that prayer and brought them to America. And, of course, we know the rest of the stories as we get into it and what the pilgrims believed in. They honored God. They made a covenant with God, very similar to a covenant that God made with the children of Israel, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. We have so much here in America, and we take it so for granted.
Well, and it has been, you know, the vision of even one of our first governors, that we were that light on a shining hill. And that light on a shining hill has been an example. It has called out to people of like mind that wanted to live free and to choose Almighty God as their God to come here and add to the proposition of this great American idea. And for 246 years, fairly well, it has gone for us for the most part. But this is because American Christians have been at the forefront. But as the decades in this modern era have continued, the voices of Christians have been blunted. We've been told that they don't even want us in the back of the bus. They want us off the bus, you know, because they supposedly have a better idea, right?
Well, yes, it's a troubling time. You know, I think our country has never been closer to the brink of socialism. And, you know, socialism at its core is about replacing God with government and freedom with tyranny. And we can't let that happen here.
And it's amazing. It's like you would think that our kids, especially because they have really been the target. The educational system has indoctrinated our kids and purposely kept the truth away from them and did not want them to know what happens with socialism, which is interesting because the kids are so information age centric. They've got all this information in the palm of their hands. I mean, you and I, back in the days, we had to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica. We had to go into libraries to get this information. And the kids, with a flick of the button on their cell phones, have a world of history available to them. And even in spite of that and the access that they have, like the Bible says, that the people who have all this knowledge will run to and fro and really find none. And this is what's happening, isn't it?
It really is, Bill. And I'll tell you, you know, when I was in high school, I went to Russia on an exchange program. I was one of 40 student leaders who traveled to 7 different cities. And I got to see firsthand what communism and socialism looks like and the hopelessness and the oppression, just the utter despair that I saw in so many people's faces there. It was so disturbing to me that literally after 3 weeks in a communist country, when my plane landed back at John F. Kennedy Airport, I got down on my hands and knees and kissed the ground. I was so grateful to be an American. And so it is just so shocking to me to see this rise in socialism here in our country. And I think a lot of young people have confused socialism with social justice. And the two are not the same by any means.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that, like you said, I mean, when you think about Labor Day, I mean, here we're talking, you know, today's Labor Day. I mean, the idea and the riots that occurred that gave birth to Labor Day was social injustice, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
So there is some relevance for social justice, but even in that process, you know, with all that we know, we should be smarter in how to deal with this to make sure that, in fact, we've got the whole truth and nothing but. And back in the Industrial Revolution, it was quite evident. And here we've got propaganda, we've got faux information, we've got narratives out there and false evidence that's being presented and inundating the minds of our kids to get them to think that socialism, you know, is a better way than our form of government.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, having just run for Congress back in 2020, I can tell you that I think a lot of what's happening around us is very disturbing to so many people, and yet they either feel hopeless, they feel like, you know, what can I as just one person do about it? And I'm here to say you can make a difference. There are things that just people who, you know, may not have been involved in politics before but care can really do if they only knew how. And so that's a lot of the reason why I wrote this book, was to help equip people with information and tools about where the levers are, how you can make a difference, how you can be most effective. And I try to decode and demystify a lot of things for people. But the thing that...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, the thing that you have to remember is, in this country, no matter which polls I look at, about 67 to 70% of Americans identify as Christian. And we are the majority, and yet less than half vote. And if we're not involved, there's a void there that will be filled by someone else. And many times it may not be people that share our values and care about the people that they're there to serve. So the most important thing that people can do is to realize that if we don't like what we see happening around us, it's our job to change it, and we have to get involved.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Terry Hasdorf on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Word of God says that people without vision will perish. That idea of a vision is revelation that comes from God. Okay? And perish, it also says you'll cast off restraint. It's like you let go of those moral moorings that hold you on course and things become chaotic. And I think you can look at America today, and this is our focus, okay? Is America, our country, once blessed by God, now at a point where people of faith, even people that don't believe in God, some are saying to me, Terry, and they'll ask me, they'll go, is God judging us? It's a good question. You know, why do you ask, is God judging us, if you don't think God is judging this country right now with all the calamities that we're dealing with? Where it's such an upside-down world, like the book of Isaiah says, that there will be that time when evil is called good and good is called evil. Sweet, sour, sour, sweet. I mean, here we are. We're in the midst of this chaos. And who is going to co-labor with Almighty God who cares about each one of us? Who's going to co-labor with God and stand with godly principles, but people who are called by His name? But if people who are called by His name are not coming and they're not gathering under Jehovah Nisi, that banner of love and that victory banner, and we're just, scattered like sheep without a shepherd, well, then the world gets to have its way with us. And this is what seems to be the case right now. And your clarion call from your book is running into the fire why more Christians need to be involved in politics. Is the basis of that, is it not?
It really is, Bill. You know, this is a time in our country where we have to be salt and light more than ever. And the reason why I named the book Running Into the Fire is because after I ran for Congress, I was talking to a friend of mine who had also run at the same time. And I asked him, why do you believe Christians shy away from being involved in politics? And he said, because they're afraid of it. They think of it as being dirty and corrupt. And I said, yes, that's what I hear. Over and over. And he said, but what they really need to be doing is thinking of it more like people who are in law enforcement or people who are firefighters, because they're trained to overcome their fears. And instead of running away from the burning building, they run right into it. And that's exactly what we need to be doing. We have to think of this differently. This is a time in our country when our country needs us, and we have to engage fully. Political engagement is one of the most important things that an average citizen can do, and yet so many of us don't do that enough. And so that's really what I'm putting out a call for, is for people to join the movement, get involved, really put, energy into this election that's even coming up in a couple of months that we have going into the midterms. This is a very critical place that we're in with this election.
Do you think part of the reason that people are reticent is because we've been conditioned to think that we're not to get involved with politics? In civil company, you can't talk about religion, you can't talk about politics. I think it's quite interesting. What a big lie, especially when politics is such a driver of our lives, right?
That's exactly right. You know, the mountain of government is the one that influences all the others. And if we relegate that to those who do not share our values, what kind of world are we going to be left with? It's a place where we should be first and foremost. People
exactly.
of integrity, people of values, people of faith need to be in those types of arenas.
Well, and Senator Johnson at the time, before he became president, understood the power of people of faith. And this is why he tried to stifle the voices. And it's amazing what damage that did and how decades later that still continues to have its influence.
It does. It does. Although I think there's been a lot of misinterpretation around the Johnson Amendment. And there's actually an entire chapter in my book that I kind of walk people through and give guidance that is direct from some of the top organizations in the country that have research this out on what churches can and cannot do, what individuals can and cannot do. There's a lot of misperception around that.
Has any church lost its exemption because they have been involved in politics, Terry?
Not to my knowledge. In fact, I know that there's some that have been very bold about almost challenging that. And I think the fear factor is what has held so many back. But the body of Christ is a very powerful force. And regardless of whether it's through a church or just individually, there's a lot that we can do if we come together collectively as the church, not necessarily in a church. So that's what I'm really putting out a call for.
Well, and people need to, again, understand and re-embrace the foundation of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, Judeo-Christian principles. Who better to understand it than Christians, right?
That's right. That's exactly right, Bill.
So if you're checked out at a time when we really need you to run into the fire, I mean, imagine, like at 9/11, and that's a great example, Terry, that you used. At 9/11, if the normal instincts of those firefighters and policemen was to run away instead of going into those buildings, how much more devastation would there have been?
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. It is a time where, you have to pray about what it is that God's calling you to do as an individual. But what God calls you to do, he equips you for. And so, if someone feels called to the mountain of government, they should never be discouraged from serving that way, because he will give you what you need in that moment.
How did that work out for you, Terry? You weren't successful, but the experience, what's your takeaway for
you as a
Christian? Go ahead.
I would beg you different with you that I wasn't successful because, I knew that I was supposed to run. I didn't know if I was supposed to win. I prayed about it. I knew that it was a question of just being obedient to God. And so regardless of whether you win or not, if you're obedient, you're successful. And what I learned out of that experience has been exactly what I've now poured into this book. So I challenge people to really look at it differently. You have to just know that you're called to do it. And if you are, then no matter what happens, you win.
It's much the same way as your vote, right? We are commanded to vote. If you vote, you're participating. If you don't vote, well, you're off the playing field, and it's almost like you question whether or not your voice should be quiet until the next time that you can participate.
Well, this is not a time for shirking back, and as I said before, If we're quiet, then other voices will take over. And many times those aren't even voices that represent the majority of the people who are, in whatever election that is that's being voted on. So it's a time where we really need to step up.
Well, Terry, we had this discussion earlier with a pastor, and my warning was that if you didn't vote, certainly we saw what happened in 2020. There will be people that vote for you. And it may not be the vote that you would want cast. So you have got to participate. You have got to honor your citizenship. You have to honor your fellow Christians and Americans that believe in this American dream, and not only for ourselves, but for the generations to come, right?
That's right, Bill. And it's, you know, a time where you don't just vote with your voter's ballot box. You need to vote with your wallet. It takes money to run campaigns. They're not inexpensive. It takes, you got to vote with your time, with your influence. There's a lot of ways you can vote. And that's one of the things that I really try to unpack for folks in the book, is just giving them some specifics about what they can do to get involved on a personal level or collectively.
Yeah, when it comes to people of faith, and I've known these numbers for a long time, have met many conversations with Craig Huey from electionforum.org, and we go back to our L.A. days, and even then the numbers were still the same, that only 50% of people who say they're Christians, who identify with Christianity and say they're Christians, will bother to register to vote. Only 50%. And of that 50%, only 50% of that will actually vote. I mean, here it is. The needed voice, especially at this time, you know, and you're not participating, and we need you. The era of the silent majority has got to be, you know, put to bed once and for all. Is that silent majority cannot remain silent. If it does so, it is at the expense of our democracy. And this is what you point to in your book. We got about a minute and a half here, Terry. You know, I'll turn it over to you. Give us the key takeaways and the call to action that we need to hear from you at a time such as this.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. You know, I would love to encourage people to go to my website, godovergovernment.com. The book launches tomorrow, which is very exciting. There's, you know, it's packed full of tools and information. It's basically three things. It's a call to action. It's an equipping tool. So it'll give you a lot of information about how to make a difference, where the levers are, what you can do to truly be effective. And then last but not least, it's a resource guide. I've put information in the back that you can go to for more training and ways to plug in so that you can really find others who are like-minded to be a part of things with. It's all about being the body, and the body of Christ needs Amen. To come together right now more than ever. Our freedoms could be in jeopardy, including our religious freedoms. And so I'm asking folks to join that movement and get involved.
Running into the fire, why more Christians need to get or need to be involved in politics. The former White House staffer and former participant in the 2020 election, ran for Congress, Terry Hasdorf. And she shares her wisdom with us in the book that will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Terry, thank you so much. God bless you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill. It's been wonderful to be with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.